Welcome to this edition of Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one website for expert investment analysis. Buy Hold Sell is a weekly show where two fund managers share their views on a selection of listed companies in their area of expertise. Buyers and sellers are what make the market, and you'll find that our guests don't always agree on the stocks being covered. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be the first to receive new episodes each week. If there are stocks you'd like our guests to discuss, let us know by leaving a comment in the review segment. Remember, the views expressed in this show are not recommendations to invest. You should seek appropriate investment advice before making any investment decisions. And of course, please read the disclaimer in the show's notes. Let's get into the show.
Welcome to Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets. My name is Vishal Teksanani, and today we're talking about Lucky 7, seven of the top performing growth ETFs. Joining me on the show today is James Whelan from VFS Group and Charlie Viola from Pitcher Partners. Charlie, let's kick off with you. We've picked a variety of ETFs across different sectors. The first one on the list is the ETF Securities S&P Biotech ETF. Buy Hold Sell.
We are probably a hold, but we take value and hold. So the S&P Biotech ETF, the stock code is QR, so maybe it gives away in the name. So it gives you exposure to US biotech companies. So as the name suggests, it's providing exposure to those companies that do the manufacturing marketing of, you know, genetic analysis, etc. So for Australian investors, think of CSL and a whole bunch of those types of companies. The reality is that given the high barrier to entry, given what's going on demographics, it's a good place to invest. It's obviously gone up 10 or 15% in the last 12 months or so. So we would probably take a little bit of the capital off the table, but leave your original capital invested. So it's a hold, but only just.
Okay. It's a hold for Charlie. James, what do you reckon? I mean, the healthcare space has been under immense interest this year. We're all praying for a COVID-19 vaccine. Yeah. Is this a sector where you want to park your money? Buy, hold, sell on QR.
We're actually going to be a sell on this one. It was a bit of a, yeah, that'll do. For us, it was there. Just technically, it looks like it's sort of slipped away a little bit. So sometimes you actually have to look at a chart and think about what it is that you're going to do. Also, that the names that are in there aren't specifically the ones that you want to have for where everyone is looking for the next quarter. They're not necessarily the actual ones that are coming to the QR. There's some amazing ones that do some amazing biotech. So it's in the biotech sub-industry of the healthcare sector. And some of those smaller names in there, because you sort of are muddied in. We would probably favour that if you wanted to own a company that was finding a cure for COVID, you could buy that company. This might be one of those times when you actually know those companies that it's going to be doing. Underlying going to this ETF, it looks like maybe that with everyone's attention being drawn towards those specific companies, some of that money is flowing out of the other guys that it is doing. So I'm very sorry. It's a great ETF, but I'm just going to have to give it a sell today.
It's a sell. Okay, next up on the list is the VanEck Vectors China New Economy ETF. It's put on a good show, nearly 40% return this year. Sure. Buy, hold, sell.
We actually think it's probably got a bit more to do. We're a hold right now, but if you don't own it yet, have a really good look and put it on your watch list that you want to have. So this ETF is fundamentally sound companies in the new economy of China. So we're talking tech, healthcare, consumer discretionary, that sort of side in the Chinese space. We see that China is back in big, bold letters. Simple stats, Chinese domestic hotel occupancy levels are at 70%. That's 70% capacity hotel. 90% airline travel, so seats are being 90% filled to where they were pre-COVID. China is back in a big way. They wore masks. They didn't shake hands. They took care of the virus. They're fine. They are now open for business. Their economy is back in action.
Okay. China's open for business, but do you want to be long on this ETF, buy, hold, sell?
Yeah, so if you don't have it, buy it. If you've got it, certainly hold it. We like it. Equal weighted, 120 best companies probably the biggest contributor to global growth. For us, it's absolutely a hold, but certainly a buy if you haven't got some of it in your portfolio.
Okay. Next up on the list is the BetaShares Global Gold Miners ETF. How hot has gold been this year? This ETF has delivered a nearly 50% return. Buy, hold, sell.
It's sell, and it's runaway screaming, you know, drop it now, take your money and run for us. So absolutely a sell. So for those of you who don't know what the miners ETF does, it's a diverse global portfolio of gold miners. So we've got a really skinny market here in terms of gold miners in Australia, whereas obviously in the US, there's many more of those. You know, we probably take the view that gold miners are a little bit like mining services companies, that, you know, when the commodity goes up in value, what was not once commercial to do is now commercial. But, you know, when the market turns or when the commodity price changes, from our perspective, it's a bit like being an ice cream vendor with a broken freezer. So no, take the value now and sell and run away.
Sell and run away. Wow, that's a high conviction as you get. Golden opportunity or golden duck on this ETF?
This one is great. And obviously being the ex-Australia, it gives you some really good exposure overseas. Warren Buffett would like a word with you, Charlie. Just took a massive position in a colossal gold miner. If the two big names that stood out for me on this ETF, Barrick and Newmont, are fantastic. We're a buy on this one. And if it goes down, maybe buy a little more. So that's where we are. I'm bullish gold, not a gold bug, but I think that miners are a better leverage to the upside on this one. And as gold continues to go up, which I believe it will do, the leverage that they show to the upside will shine through on this.
And to be clear, we're a buy on gold, but if you want exposure to gold, go and buy gold. Don't go and take the risk on the actual miner.
No worries, bullion and equities.
All of it.
All right, so we did ask our guests to bring two growth ETFs each that may be some good growth ideas for your portfolios. James, what have you got for me?
Well, we like to think of ourselves as specialists in the thematic in growth in tech, and so I had to thin out a lot of companies from the herd here. Cybersecurity had to be left by because I can only pick two. Robo is the one that I picked first and foremost. That's run by ETF Securities, local guys, fantastic ETF provider. It's the future of robotics, automation, artificial intelligence. It's got some access into 5G as well. Well worth a look. It's the future of work. It's the future of computing. It's the future of everything. If you don't know anything about it, you should, because it's probably going to determine a lot about the way that you live your life as well. So have a good look at Robo, and that's great. And that's got things like Nvidia in it and Fanuc, some really good companies in there. The second one that I choose is 5G. Now, this is international. It's not locally based. A lot of what I do is international. I'm a global macro guy. And the stock code is FIVG. Now, Huawei, for all that's being said and done, is basically dead. We see that as being, it'll be left by the wayside. People are pulling their kit out. Amazingly, there's two very, very strong companies that are first and foremost and have been taking a lot of market share away from them, and that would be Ericsson and Nokia. So you remember the old phone providers that told you that they're now front and center to run the world for 5G and a lot of other 5G technology. With the infrastructure build that is coming, if I may go on, with the election and with rebuilding economies, 5G towers have to be built because of where it sits on the bandwidth. You need a lot of towers. There's a lot of infrastructure. A whole economy around it will need to be built. All of those companies should benefit from that.
Okay. Charlie, what about you? What are some ETF ideas you've got for me today?
Yeah, well, we're an investor in tech. We like big companies. So NDQ for us, which is the NASDAQ 100, give you exposure to all those best tech companies. You know, it covers the disruption space. We believe it kind of picks up all of those kind of themes which will produce growth over the medium to long term. And, you know, we're long-term investors here. You know, even if we have a client who's 55 or 60, the time horizon's 30 years. So, you know, we believe in Apple. You know, we believe in Microsoft. We believe in those big NASDAQ-style companies because they're the ones that are going to get the most market share and have the best fundamentals over the long term. And for us, the second one is a really nice, simple one for us, MVW, which is the VanEck equal-weighted index. We're broad-based investors. You know, we believe in efficient market theory. We think that over the long term, and James has said it a couple of times, that over time, market will go up. You know, and, you know, we like that equal-weighted index. It covers a number of stocks, but on an equal weighting. So when you're buying it, you're not just buying the Australian market, which has got four banks and a couple of miners and you know, not very much in everything else. It equal weights the top 78 stocks. So for us, we like it. It gives good exposure to those major industrials. It ensures good exposure to those companies that are actually out there generating revenues. And we believe over the long term, it'll produce good growth for investors.
Well, if you're looking for growth ideas for your portfolio, then these ETFs may just be your cure.
Thanks for listening to Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis. Register for free at livewiremarkets.com to discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.